Hey everybody, and welcome to our Floripod, the only podcast in our Sunshine State dealing with the current election. Your hosts for today are Juliana, Katharina and Franziska.
We are students from Germany attending Gymnasium Wendelstein and participating in a project trying to predict whether Florida will turn red or blue in this year's election. But before we could make a prediction, we had to learn some basic information about the political system in the US.
And to give you, listeners, a general idea of it, we will make a brief summary for you. There's something outstanding and remarkable about the election system in the US. The election is not decided by the popular vote, but by the individual state.
Every citizen in the state votes for one candidate, and the majority of votes determines the state's opinion. According to the population size of a state, it is split up into several districts, and every district is represented by an elector of the Electoral College. The electors of the state have to vote for the majority of the population, and the Electoral College consists of the representatives of the districts, which are exactly 435 for the US, plus 2 senators for each state.
Which means 100 senators in the whole US, plus 3 votes for Washington DC. In the end, the votes of the Electoral College are tallied and the candidate who gets the majority wins the election.
Today we will interview 6 students who are experts in demographics, economy, the campaigns of both candidates, supporter and support groups, and media and press. We will ask them for their prediction based on their specific knowledge.
Later we will find a conclusion concerning our Floripod prediction for the US election.
So we would like to start by having a closer look at the media and press in Florida. Welcome to Sean and thank you for coming.
Hello, thank you for having me on this podcast.
You're the expert of this topic, and the first question I have for you is, how was the Floridian press report about the election campaign?
As the most popular newspapers in Florida, for instance, the Tampa Bay Times or the Miami Herald, report rather neutral, objective and therefore non-biased, citizens are forced to their own opinion about the candidates. That's one reason for Florida tending to be a less influenced swing state.
So, since the press doesn't really give any hints about whether Trump or Biden will win, you've dealt with predictions for the election. What answers did these sources provide?
Between April 2019 and October 2020, different sources published a prediction on the outcome of the presidential election in Florida. From 102 sources, 15 predicted Trump to win the election, 87 predicted Biden. Most sources predicting Trump published their opinion before July 2020, which can be reasoned with the citizens' criticism of Trump's corona policy. Concluded, most predictions say Joe Biden is going to win the election in Florida.
Let's continue with David, who has done a lot of research on Florida's demographics. Welcome, David.
Hello, Juliana. Well, thank you for having me.
Are there any major differences in race, religion, and age which may influence the election outcome in Florida?
Yes, there's a major difference. I mean, if you look at the racial makeup of Florida, you can see that just 54% of the 21.5 million people living in Florida are actually white. About 26% are Hispanic, and 15% of the population is colored. If you take a look at the religion, you can see that the majority of people are Christians. There's also quite a difference in the number of party members. There are about 5 million Republicans and about 5.2 million Democrats, which is the majority. The amount of immigrants per year is increasing as well.
Overall, judging from your expertise, do you think Trump or Biden will win?
Just looking at the demographics in Florida, I'd personally say that Biden has a higher chance of getting voted. So first of all, I think that because the majority of voters are Democrats, which means, you know, they're most likely to vote for him. And the other reason is that there are many immigrants in Florida, which means, you know, immigrants like, for example, Hispanics. And I don't think they would appreciate Trump to be the president of the United States again, because, you know, he didn't quite like them. So that's why they will vote for Biden instead of Trump.
So, Anna, I heard you are an expert on support groups. And my first question is there a connection between the support groups of Biden's and Trump's campaign?
Both Trump's and Biden's campaigns conclude several target groups in order to gain as many supporters as possible, and actually they have many similar ones. For instance, both of them cover multiple ethnicities, meaning Latinos, Asian Americans, and some more. but it is obvious to see that Trump tried to cover even more than Biden did. But in numbers of his supporters, it does not change anything significantly.
And which support groups are particularly specific to Trump or Biden?
Trump is very well known for his support groups: moms, cops, American sheriffs, truckers, of course the gun owners and pro-life voices. And Biden's most important target groups are educators, students, young Americans, Americans with Disability Act, so its short form is ADA, small businesses, climate voters, and the progressives.
Alright, that's interesting. So now what everyone is interested in, are there some celebrities or public figures who are known to support one of our candidates?
Oh, yeah. When you visit the campaign's Wikipedia pages, you will quickly find a ton, and I mean, like, billions of people endorsing either Trump or Biden. Some prime examples of public figures openly supporting Biden are Greta Thunberg, Michelle Obama, Samuel L. Jackson, Snoop Dogg, Pink, or people like George R. R. Martin, while Trump has Alex Jones, Ben Shapiro, Mike Tyson, Conor McGregor, 6ix9ine, or Johnny Rotten arguing for him. When comparing these most famous endorsers, it's obvious which group is more controversial. And that fits Trump's marketing strategy like a glove, doesn't it?
And are there politicians in both national and state level who are known to support one of our candidates?
Right, politics. That's what we're here for. The most interesting are probably former presidents and vice presidents, so I'll just list them. Starting off with Jimmy Carter, the 39th, Bill Clinton, the 42nd, and Barack Obama, the 44th president, as well as Al Gore, the 45th vice president, and Walter Mondale, the 42nd. Biden has quite the register of high-tier FedEx officials supporting him. Well, Trump only, quotation marks, has Dan Quayle, the 44th vice president, speaking for him. It doesn't look equally distributed here, and it isn't, but Trump, of course, being supported by officials of lower positions or high-ranking military, has different people backing him up that are too time-consuming to name. Out of the Florida government and Senate, there are 8 senators openly endorsing Biden, while Ron DeSantis and Janet Nunez, governor and lieutenant governor, support Trump.
Hi, Maxine.
Hi.
I've heard that you did some research about the campaigns. Would you say that Florida is an important target state for campaigning? And if so, why?
So, concerning your question, yes, Florida is an important state in the upcoming election because Florida is a swing state. That means that both political candidates are spending more money and effort in activities as well as ads in Florida. They've already spent a combined $250 million on TV ads as well as $130 million on activities, which is the most they've spent on one single state in the upcoming election.
Okay, that's really interesting. Another question I'd like to ask is if it is possible to say whose ads, or rather whose campaign, was more effective?
Well, that's hard to tell because the effectiveness of a campaign is mostly depending on how good the campaign story is presented and understood by the public. Which story in the end was more effective can only be seen after the election. Yet, if I'd have to choose, I'd give Biden an edge over Trump because Biden has more ads in general and also his ads are topic specific. That means a potentially higher gain of voters because the more topics one talks about, the more people he can reach. So I'd predict Biden the winner.
Uh-huh. Hi Robin, you really indulged in Florida's economic situation. Can you tell us how well the state and its citizens are off from an economic point of view?
Well, Florida is the state with the 4th largest economy in the whole entire US, only being exceeded by New York, Texas, and California. Its GDP hit $1.1 trillion in 2019, which equates to 5% of the US's total GDP. What we're looking at right now is a key factor in determining the population's satisfaction with the economic situation, and it is the unemployment rate. It had been continually going down since the recession in 2008, hitting a record low of just under 3% at the start of 2020, but then skyrocketing up to almost 14% when COVID-19 hit America in March and April. Since then, it went down to 7.4% in August, but it is yet to be seen how it will change in the near future.
And what does this mean for the 3rd of November?
Well, that's a great question, because I don't think that analyzing the economic situation paints a clear picture here. This is because one could argue both sides, one being that Trump's pre-COVID policies led to economic success and a low unemployment rate, and the other one being that Trump's poor response to the coronavirus led to a horrible situation for millions of people. So one cannot really draw a conclusion here.
Now that we have heard all of the expert opinions, you can say that the media and press, as well as the US economy, do not indicate any preferences for a candidate. But the economy in particular is a factor that can strongly influence the electoral behavior of the population. And especially since Donald Trump, as an economist and businessman, has brought America far in economic terms over the last 4 years of his presidency, his chances to win are not as low as they might seem. It is not possible to say what role Trump's recovery from the coronavirus will play in the current election. On one hand, he might be seen as the strong man that cannot even be beaten by the deadly virus and convince even more voters. On the other, the citizens that suffer from this disease right now might think that Trump will especially now underestimate the pandemic more than ever, and that the consequences may get even worse. All in all, it remains an exciting race who can win over the swing state Florida. But according to our research, the demographics of Florida, the presence of support groups, the politicians in public offices, as well as the Biden and Trump campaigns, we came to the final conclusion that Florida will turn blue this presidential election.